CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Well, there were enough reps for Bailey Zappe. He's going to be the starting quarterback for the Browns this Saturday when they take on the Baltimore Ravens in the finally season finale of this just wretched season for the Cleveland Browns. Zappe becomes starting quarterback number 40 since the Browns returned to action in 1999. I don't know where he ranks amongst the 40 quarterbacks. We don't have time to do a 40 quarterback power ranking, Owen. That's not on the docket for today. So you don't play the
three
music.
3 hours and 15 minutes. Let's go.
I am going to ask Daryl, actually. Have that ready when Daryl's on at 8. I'm going to ask him to power rank his week 18 starting quarterbacks for the Browns. That is where we need to go with this.
I absolutely agree with that.
That's where we need to go with this. But Zappe is, he's going to be another name on the list, on the quarterback jersey, on the list of guys to forget that have played quarterback for the Browns. Or he also could become one of the best ironic Browns jerseys in the history of the Cleveland Browns to own. But this is a weird situation because I don't think that he's somebody that factors into the Browns, not plans, but roster even next year. When you look at what this quarterback room is going to be, I just don't see where he fits in, if at all. I'm not sure I see where Dorian Thompson-Robinson fits in at all. And I think it is time, it's past time really, to start looking at what that might look like next year, because Deshaun Watson is not it. We know that he's going to be on the roster because he's owed $46 million next year and whatever his cap charge is going to be. Like, there's just not a way out of that, unfortunately, for the Browns. So he'll be around, but if I had to bet, he's going to be the only one from this season's roster in that quarterback room that's back next year. And it makes me think who's going to be number 41. And I do wish that number 40 would be starting game one next year in week one, because I don't think that guy's on the roster right now. And I think it's a very prestigious honor that Bailey Zappe gets to be the 40th starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. But I don't think the guy that's going to be number 41 is on the roster. I wonder about the possibilities of who it could be. I think that there are a number of different options, and I think the one that intrigues me the most, and there are a couple of different guys I want to talk about, but the one that intrigues me the most is probably in Atlanta right now, and that's Kirk Cousins. Could he be on the Browns? I think it's possible. And Kirk Cousins, the football player, does not excite me. I don't think he's a very exciting quarterback. I think he's a fine quarterback. He's not great. He's not terrible. He didn't have a good year coming off an Achilles surgery, and maybe he won't be good ever again. But what he can be for the Browns, which is a very low bar, is he can be competent. And the thing that excites me is, look at what happened just across the state border in Pennsylvania this year with the Steelers, where, yeah, they went out. Their big money quarterback acquisition was actually Justin Fields. He's the guy in the quarterback room for them that the Steelers are paying the most. They're paying Russell Wilson next to nothing because Russell Wilson's getting all his money from Denver. Kirk Cousins is going to be getting all his money this offseason from the Atlanta Falcons. If the Browns want to have Kirk Cousins on the roster next year, I think it's a very similar situation to what Pittsburgh's doing. Now, can Kirk Cousins summon the same type of football that Russell Wilson has been able to conjure up this year after looking pretty lost as a quarterback the last several years? I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out. But I think we're at the point where I think he's the most likely guy. If I had to place money on who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Browns week one next year, I think Kirk Cousins is probably the most likely guy. I do. And I don't know if that's exactly the path forward that the Browns are going to take or need to be taking, but I think that it's something that is very possible. Here's what ESPN's Jeremy Fowler said about this situation on Baskin and Phelps yesterday.
If it's a Russell Wilson situation where they move on with the guaranteed money and have no leverage to trade him, and so Atlanta's stuck to the reality that on an offset language, they can, you know, a new team can sign him for $1 million, I absolutely think that that's on the table, yes. I don't think they would pay a lot of money for Kirk Cousins based on what he did this year, but he's had success with Kevin.
I don't think anyone should or would pay, to Jeremy Fowler's point there, a lot of money because of what Kirk Cousins has done this year. But I think it's a unique situation that we haven't seen a ton. Like, there's not, we've not seen this a lot in an NFL history. We've seen it in recent history with Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. But I think that's the situation that you want to most closely mirror. Because what Pittsburgh's been able to do is then spend money elsewhere on the roster. This is not a get-out-of-jail-free card for the Browns in terms of cap management. But if you're allotting a certain amount of money to the quarterback room, you need to have somebody that can play. And right now the Browns are allotting a lot of money to that room. They don't have anybody that's capable of playing right now because Deshaun Watson ain't it. We all know that at this point. They don't have somebody that's a starting caliber quarterback. But if you add a $1 to $2 million deal for Kirk Cousins to that room, it looks a lot better. You feel a lot better about it. And then maybe you do go out and Justin Fields is going to be a free agent. Maybe you sign him and he's a lottery ticket. Maybe he can be somebody that can be part of the future for this Browns quarterback room. I have some serious doubts about him as a quarterback, but I think that that has to be the path forward for the Browns. Bailey Zappi is going to be it for this week. And then I think that the guys that are active this week for the Browns, Zappi, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Jameis Winston is QB3. None of those three guys are going to be back in Cleveland next year. I feel pretty strongly about that. But I do think the most likely outcome, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe there's something I don't see, and I'd love to find out if there is. But I think the clearest path forward that I can find for the Browns in the quarterback room right now is Kirk Cousins. It's not the most exciting thing in the world, but it might just be the path forward, the way out of Deshaun Watson. That might be the direction the Browns have to go.
But when you say the way out of Deshaun Watson, I get that that's the main priority right now, but that doesn't help the Browns in 2 years, 3 years from now, right?
Well, it depends.
Unless we're going to go through another slug of a season.
I mean, next
and
year.
Wait around for Arch Manning.
Next year is not going to be the most exciting year, I don't think, in Browns football history. I don't think it's going to be as bad as this year. Like, it's not going to be. If they sign
Kirk
Cousins.
This is one of the worst.
Yes. It's not going to be the. I think they have too much talent to do this again. Because you look at this roster, and why are they 3-13? They're 3-13 because they've done some dumb stuff, but they're 3-13 most because they've gotten the worst quarterback play in football. I don't know that there's a team in the NFL right now that has gotten worse quarterback play this specific season than the Cleveland Browns have. That, I think, is why they're 3-13. And if Kirk Cousins comes in and is competent, I'm not saying the Browns are going to be Super Bowl contenders next year. But I also don't think they're going to be contenders for the top pick in the draft. That said, if they get the top pick in the draft this year and they trade that pick back and pick up more draft ammunition and finish in the middle of the pack next year, that could be your answer to solving the quarterback position. But having Kirk Cousins here for a year could be something that smooths over the most important part of this whole conversation, is that it's a plan you can give to Myles Garrett. Because that is something you have to do this offseason.
You think Kirk Cousins is the thing that tells Myles Garrett that we're on track with what you need, Miles?
I think it's the thing that says we care, that we're that what this year was unacceptable.
I disagree with that.
You think that comes... Well, what's a better answer for Myles then?
For Myles, I don't know that there's a better answer. For me personally, and I can't believe... I brought the guy up 2 weeks ago, and I can't believe I'm saying his name still. I would rather have Mac Jones.
Kirk. Really?
Yeah. Only because I do... The potential there, and yeah. I get that we've seen Kevin and Kirk Cousins together before, and it was good for that
season.
Well,
I do think
I'm not a big Mac Jones fan either. But
no one is.
Think from age-wise and what we've seen around the league, when you look at Sam Darnold, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, you know, guys finding new life in different cities, I would rather see that than to see a guy who has done the different city thing for, and not necessarily new life. He did it for money.
Right.
Go out and Kirk Cousins had a great run, especially for a guy who was the second quarterback drafted by the team that drafted him in that draft. He ended up being the longevity guy between him and RG3.
Right.
But I would much rather see somebody that maybe has some sort of NFL future over Kirk Cousins, just in case they do win, because they do have talent, because they had nine guys that made Pro Bowl or were alternates and end up not being able to get one of those top quarterbacks in the draft the following year.
And I think that bet would probably be a bet on Kevin Stefanski. If you're going to make that bet on a guy like that, you're not betting on that player. You're betting on Kevin Stefanski to get the most out of him, just like maybe he could get the most out of Kirk Cousins. I don't know what that future holds, but I think that's probably the direction this team's going to look into. So you mentioned Myles Garrett. You mentioned nine Pro Bowlers. Myles Garrett's had a great season. But what does that actually say about the Browns? Is it a good thing that despite being 3-13, Myles Garrett could win Defensive Player of the Year? I think it's a really interesting place to be.